bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. There's some stories which simply need to be told, and the mental picture of this daily devotion story is simply too precious to let go by. The story begins in Independence, Missouri, with a nun looking out of her convent window at 7 a.m. Seeing a suspicious man walking through the cornfields, she enlisted the help of another sister and went to investigate. They didn't know if the man was lost or whether he was hunting illegally. Both ideas were wrong. The man was a burglar armed with a shotgun. But this burglar armed with a shotgun ran away when the nuns began to question him. Did the nuns breathe a sigh of relief? They did not. One of those nuns, dressed in ankle-length habit and flip-flops, chased the man through the cornfield. Savor that picture for a moment, won't you? A man with a shotgun running from a nun in flip-flops. He did get away, but she was able to give a good enough description for the police to make an arrest. I wonder if that's what St. Paul had in mind when he wrote, God had chosen the weak to confound the mighty. Probably not. On the other hand, the story does speak to the scripture. I've seen a loud restaurant suddenly go quiet when children bowed their heads in prayer. I've seen a 90-year-old lady give a first-class chew-out to her college football-playing great-grandson. And now I've seen a nun chasing a man who had a shotgun. Truly the Lord does use the weak. He used exiled Moses to free his people. He used young David to bring down a giant. A few fishermen, a tax collector, to share the Savior's story with the world. Which leads me to believe if that is so, and it is, then the Lord can also use you and me. He can use us to tell others of God's great love as seen in the manger, on the cross, or at the empty tomb. We pray. Dear Lord, you do work in mysterious ways, even using the weak to show up the strong. As one of those weak people, I ask you will let me make a witness to the forgiveness, salvation, and joy I have been given in Jesus. In his name, amen.